Sitting down with us is Junior Foster, lawyer. And Foster, this game, one on paper that you should come out and do quite well. I want to ask you about what maybe some of the challenges are, especially in a second half game like this where the game is in command.
I think a big focus for us leading up to the game was, just building off our last win. At Charlotte, I thought we played really well as a team there, and our big focus was, coming out. And, really it's just each and every practice, each and every game is about, our team getting better within. And, we were able to get off to a good start this game. And then, come out in the second half, halftime, things like that. It's just really keeping that, that foot on the gas, keeping the pedal down. And, really just focusing on building as a team, not so much looking at, what maybe the scoreboard would have been at halftime, but really coming out in that second half and wanting to win that second half. And we did a decent job of that at times. And there's other times when we let things get a little sloppy, and that's something that we'll need to fix.
You think that'll be the biggest learning from this game? Because it's hard to look at it. People on the outside will say 70-46 win. Okay, that's a good day. Call it a close, keep building. But there was some stuff that was left out there that you're just going to try to get better at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a big thing for us was just when we're not exactly in the flow of our offense, making sure we're making the right passes, things like that, and continuing to build. We've done a pretty good job taking care of the ball throughout the year, and we had a couple stretches where we had a few turnovers that led to easy baskets for them. So, everything's I think correctable that we made mistakes on throughout this game, and going into next week, we got a little bit of a break, so we're going to be just working on fixing those things and building as a team.
And Foster, what about how comfortable are you with this team now? You're 8 games in, but you were here obviously during the preseason as well. You look like you're in the mix and know where you're supposed to be and all that. How comfortable do you feel in the system right now?
I feel real comfortable. I credit that a lot to being able to get here early in the summer and really get to know the guys, the coaching staff, things like that. And then I think we do such a good job at practice every day of really practicing things that we're going to see in the game, practicing different scenarios and things like that. I think prior to the season, obviously before you play your first game, you never know what it's going to be like. And I think, having a scrimmage that like we do with Tennessee, I think was big for us just to see, different pressure, different athleticism, things like that we're going to run into during the year.
What about Lee recently? He's just been on a tear today. He looked a little disappointed when he went to the bench, I think probably because he missed the free throws, and, his percentage will drop a little bit there when you're at 90% and you actually miss. But what kind of player is he becoming for this team?
I think obviously everyone knows how good of a player and how good of a shooter he is. I think really lately it's been just his attacking mentality. And that even starts kind of on the defensive end. He had 13 rebounds the other night. I don't know how he had today, but I think he's came into each game fully prepared. He puts the work in to be the shooter that he is, and he just does such a good job of cutting without the ball. Screening to get his teammates open when he's getting face guarded, things like that. So I think it's been really fun to play with him. Those free throws are not something that he's going to be a little mad about, but we're not worried about him missing too many of those.
Foster, 5 straight wins now for this team, and I would guess that a big spark was in that second half of that ECU game. When you look at this whole body of work so far, mm-hmm. How important was that, number one? And then what are a couple things that you guys are doing really well during this last little stretch? Because it's been double-digit wins most of the way.
Yeah, I think, going back to that ECU game, I think a lot of it is just, our mentality of, trying to put the other team on their heels a little bit. We've mixed up, what we're doing as far as offensively to kind of keep them guessing and things like that. We've had the ability to knock down open shots, which has been huge, like to start that Charlotte game and even to start tonight. But a lot of it, it all starts with our presence inside with Luka and Sam to start the game off, and there, other teams have to help off that, and then we get open looks because we're able to spread them out. So I think we've done a really good job of finding the open man. We have such an unselfish team that Lee got 30 the other night, but he's making the extra pass to me in transition. Today on a shot that he could have shot. So I think that just speaks volume to, how good of a group of guys that we have, and all that matters is winning. It doesn't matter who puts it through the net. And I think that's something we've done a great job of.
Last one for you. You've always been known as a shooter. You come in here, you're shooting at a high clip from three. Is there any building you don't enjoy shooting in?
No, as long as the rims are 10 foot and the basketball's around, we're going to see it go through the net, hopefully. So I think that's just, you know, speaks volume to the amount of work that, you know, you put in the off season, you put in on the day-to-day basis that, you know, you got to have the confidence to go out there and shoot your shot.
Well, Foster, it's been great to have you as a part of this team. Appreciate it. Great work today. And enjoy this. You got a little bit of time off before the game. Still going to get those practices in. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
That was Foster Lawyer stopping by with us. His line today, 15 points on 5 of 13 shooting, 3 of 6 from 3. A couple of free throws. He had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. So he had a lot going for him in his line. We'll